This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Fed Chair Jay Powell continues his campaign to be the least newsworthy person in Washington. And that is hard work, let me tell you, being as he is the guy running the American economy. The Fed wrapped up a two-day meeting today, as we have been teasing they would all week. Interest rates are going nowhere. All that bond buying the Fed's been doing continues apace because, Powell said, the Fed is not seeing what it needs to see.
What we said was substantial further progress toward our goals.
Those goals, of course, stable prices and full employment. Powell then answered the obvious question.
What would substantial further progress be? I'd say we have some ground to cover on the labor market side. I think we're some way away from having had substantial further progress with toward the maximum employment goal. I would want to see some strong job numbers, and that's kind of the idea.
Okay, but when?
We're clearly on a path to a very strong labor market with high participation, low unemployment, high employment, wages moving up across the spectrum. That's the path that we're on, and it shouldn't take that long in macroeconomic time to get there.
One does wonder, doesn't one, what macroeconomic time might be in the chairman's estimation? Anyway, one more thing from Powell about the virus and the economy.
As vaccinations rise, we can nonetheless get back to our economic activity. But, you know, it is both the right thing to do and very much in our interest to make sure that vaccination happens broadly around the world.
To that end, the world, that is, this week the International Monetary Fund raised its growth forecast for advanced economies with relatively high vaccination rates. That includes us, of course, while at the same time lowering its forecast for developing economies where vaccination rates are still really low. Vaccine access, the IMF says, and this is a quote, it's the principal fault line along which the global recovery splits. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that one.
The thing to know about economic forecasts, especially these days, is there's not a whole lot of certainty.
Take all forecasts right now with a little grain of salt, because we don't have any recent experience with a global pandemic.
Anne Owen is an economics professor at Hamilton College, and she says, yes, right now in the U.S., the economy is getting better, but
if COVID evolves in a way that evades vaccines, then it would have a more serious impact on the economy.
Again, and Jen Cates at the Kaiser Family Foundation says the possibility of that is higher when so much of the rest of the world still doesn't have access to vaccines.
What we know from COVID-19 is that what happens in other parts of the world affects us.
Public health-wise and economically. Malhar Naber at the IMF says things have already changed in the U.S. just in the 6 or so weeks since the IMF finalized its growth forecast for the U.S. in early June.
And the fact that cases are rising as rapidly as they are is a worry, because it could bring with it new forms of restrictions on activity, which would create more uncertainty and which would hold back the recovery.
Right now, the virus is the number one factor determining what's happening with the economy. And Naber says because of that, increasing vaccine access globally,
it's clearly the number one policy priority. That's the only way we're going to really beat back this pandemic
and return to normal levels of economic activity around the world. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.